It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. What's up, guys? Does anyone else put on deodorant before bed?
Yes.
Let's ask the tough, hard-hitting questions here this morning, shall we? Someone on Facebook made a post yesterday that said, my husband does the oddest thing. He puts on deodorant every night before bed, and I find it so strange. Does anyone else do that? And I thought to myself, yes, I do this. I've been doing this for years.
Mm-hmm.
I take a shower, I put on deodorant, I go to bed.
And every time.
Every single time. I've never understood people that don't do that. You see what I'm saying? You sweat in your sleep.
You do sweat in your sleep, and you wake up and you smell. It's like you didn't even shower at all.
Yeah, it's like you didn't shower at all. I know.
So?
That's the thing. And, you know, I thought, let's ask the bigger question. Let's ask, how, because it needs to be addressed. How do you tell someone that they need to wear deodorant? Because
that's the question of the hour.
The company I worked for a couple years back, we had a girl that would show up who smelled so foul. And I don't want that to come off as aggressive, but I honestly can't think of another word. You guys, she was 30-something years old. She was an assistant, and you would have thought her insides were just rotting.
Oh, God.
Would not wear deodorant. And nobody, even the manager, would say anything to her about it.
Why?
Would refuse. I'm like, guys, somebody, they would try to send out, like, subtle hints. I'm like, I don't know how subtle they are. Because they would open up all the windows and all the doors and turn all the fans on when she was there.
She not notice?
The smell would just be circulating and blowing around the office.
It's disgusting.
And one morning, it was so horrendous that my boss actually stepped outside and threw up on the sidewalk.
Stop.
I swear, I'm not making this up. I walked out there and I said, Stephanie, I think it's time. We should probably say something. And she's like, I just feel so bad. I said, you're throwing up on the sidewalk.
Yeah, we're at a point right now where
I said, what do you say though? Hey, Mimi, Steph just threw up outside because your BO is so horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt bad because when she would walk by you within the office, and it was very small space, everyone would put their nose into their T-shirt. I never did this. I would hold my breath, and then I would just yell out, holy crap, it stinks in here.
Yeah.
And would never get the hint. Never. I'm like, this is a problem. Thank God I left that place.
Thank God.
Everybody there was so incompetent. I'm like, it's not my job to tell her she stinks. I'll scream it out loud.
Yeah, like, you're like, I have meetings to attend. Like, what are we doing here?
It was so bad, Breezy. I couldn't wrap my head around how somebody cannot smell that.
I keep deodorant on me at all times. Like, it's always in my bag because, you know, sometimes we forget.
Right.
I mean, we're running out of the house and it's bad. And when you know, you know.
You know.
You can smell yourself. Like, you're the closest person to you. Of course you can smell.
I have never in my life seen somebody throw up because how awful somebody else smelled.
Vomiting. Just vomiting.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it.
We're getting some texts. This person says, my fiance does this too. Always smells good. No sleep smell.
No sleep smell.
This person says, I 100% put deodorant on after a shower, but granted, I don't shower at night, so I don't put deodorant on right before bed, but I do sweat sometimes in my sleep, which is why I shower in the morning.
Yeah.
This person says, I've never put deodorant on before bed. I usually take a shower in the morning and then put it on before I go to work. But, like, I don't know. I'm a night shower. I don't want to shower in the morning. Why do I need to shower? I have, like, minimal time. But I always put it on before bed because I have woken up in the morning when I didn't do that, and I literally freak.
Oh, it's
like
terrible.
I'm not even really doing anything, but you sweat in your sleep.
I'm trying to find a healthier deodorant because everybody gives me crap about the Gillette Clear Gel. Wild Rain. And I love the scent. I love the smell. I do not do powder. It has to be clear gel.
See, I don't do gel. I only do powder.
Oh, it's gross to me. It gets everywhere. It's on your clothes.
Or maybe it's not powder. It's the white stick.
They're like, think about the aluminum. It's clogging your pores. Think of the, I'm like, I know, well, whatever. Lisa says, you guys, this is a sensitive.
The gel's wet.
I like that. This is a sensitive topic. You need to be nice and be like, hey, I bought two of these deodorants. one for myself and one for you as a gift. Oh, yeah, that's settled.
That's going to go over, right?
Yeah. Who else is here? Jamie says, oh, my God, I could totally relate to this. Here we wear our finest designers and go to the office, and there's this one guy where the moment you enter, you know he's there first thing in the morning due to his stink. And I try to keep a good distance, as even my scent is insufficient to mask his stench. I wonder why nobody has ever told him anything. Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing about Mimi.
Right.
Back out in California, nobody ever said. And you know what? She'd go in her car, it'd be 90 degrees outside. The windows would be up in her car, and she'd be smoking cigarettes. Blowing it around in her car.
She had some other issues going
on. Then she'd come out. Now she's covered with BO and cigarettes. I'm like, we can't let her in here.
Lock the doors. Lock the doors.
It was so foul.
Cancel her key fob. Oh, my God. I couldn't work under those conditions.
And they hired her to be an assistant, but she was also the cleaning person. And she would use the cheapest cleaning supplies known to man, where it would smell of this cheap chemical. So when you walk into the office, it was cigarettes mixed with BO and Pine Sol. And I'm like,
You mean to tell me they hired a cleaning person that can't even clean themselves?
Yeah.
That seems like an upper management issue.
It was.
Yeah, really, for sure.
Yeah, it was so bizarre. And she had a broken leg. And she was driving with the foot she had a cast on.
This story sounds made up.
I swear to God. I tell you, that's why people would come to the office. They're like, what kind of a clown show is this?
We're selling
skin cream.
Thank God you left that job. And now you work with one of the best co-hosts in the nation.
Yeah, I will say you do smell good. I'll give you that much. So
God.
It's a sensitive topic. But props to you for putting deodorant on before bed. Especially if you have a significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Women,
that you're sleeping with.
But people love when their partner smells good. It's not just women that are just going crazy over a guy that smells like cedar and birch. You know, men love.
I love the smell of a tree.
Men love a woman that smells like hints of patchouli and, you know, whatever else.
Patchouli?
Oh, I love this smell. Or lavender. It's a very subtle, or mint.
I don't like any scents. It just needs to be
I love
regular.
The smell of my deodorant so much that I used to put a little bit on my neck and wear it as a cologne.
We gotta go. No, we gotta go.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY. Bye.